It's going to be fourth down in inches for the Plainsmen. Can the Camels get a stop here? Important moments early in this game. Fourth and inches for the Plainsmen at the Camel 41-yard line. Shotgun formation. Three receivers far side. One receiver near side. Upton approaches, and now he'll back away in the shotgun. Puts his arms out. Tuggle to his right. Gets a snap. Gives off Tuggle right up the middle. Finds a seam 40. In between the hashes, 30. Still on his feet, 20. 15, 10, 5. Along the hashes. Touchdown, Plainsmen. On fourth and inches. Baxter Tuggle runs it in from 42 yards out. And Laramie takes a 6-0 lead with 7:06 to play in quarter number one. Second down and 5 from the Camel 19. The snap to Upton. He looks near side as he rolls near side. Rainbow pass towards the end zone. It's caught. And just in front of the front right pylon is Connor Kilpack. Touchdown, Plainsmen. And Laramie is in control with 33 seconds to play in quarter number one. They lead it 19-0. Laramie takes another delay game penalty. It'll face first and 15 from the 33 of Campbell County. Dodd in the football game, a high snap. He gets it, gives off backfield, and then a combined tackle for loss behind the line of scrimmage. A loss of 3 yards. Marcus Wilson there, Dawson Hayden there, Coulter Rankin there. A minute left in this game. Laramie leading 50-0. And in about 55 seconds, Laramie is going to be 2-1 this year. This team could very easily be 3-0. They turned it over 5 times in their lone loss against Kelly Walsh. Now Laramie's just going to take the snap and kneel the football. 35 seconds to play in this game. The Plainsmen have a 50-0 advantage as the clock rolls on. Campbell County will lose this game. They'll fall to 0-3 in 2018. They lose their 13th straight game. They have not won since October 28th of 2016. 10 seconds left in this game. The clock will run out. Laramie may have to snap it one more time. They do. They kneel it, and it's official. The ball game is over. The Laramie Plainsmen are 2-1 for the first time in 11 years. They're 2-1 for the first time since 2007. They have won 2 straight games, and they're feeling pretty good heading into their big matchup next week at Natrona.